Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today we reach the point in the Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Maybe the least understood part of the Our Father is this phrase, hallowed be thy name. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, what does that mean? Hallowed be thy name. Isn't God's name already holy? And by the way, why does the Bible make such a big deal about names? Why is one of the commandments about God's name? Why wouldn't the Jews write or sometimes even say the name of God? And why does Gabriel insist that John be named John and that Jesus be named Jesus? And why does Jesus constantly talk about glorifying the Father's name? Why is it said that the Father has bestowed on Jesus the name above all names? And why are some names written in the Book of Life? Why do names matter so much in the Bible? And what are we praying for when we say, hallowed be thy name? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's an interesting thing, but knowing people's names is how you get things done. It's one of the secrets to being able to get people to do what you want. People are impressed when you remember their names. Salespeople always find out your name and call you by it again and again. And when a mom is really mad at her kid and is determined to change their behavior, she'll say their full name. Michael Arthur. They're really mad, they'll throw in your confirmation name, Patrick Scherslick, very distinctly. And when you're trying to network, names are crucial. Oh, I got your name from so-and-so, and he says you're the guy to talk to. Or, when you get there, just give them my name. They know me. They'll take care of you. And the name of the Lord is also how you get things done. The psalmist says, I called upon the name of the Lord. I was helpless, but he saved me. And St. Peter says, Nor is there any other name under heaven given to us by which we are to be saved. And Jesus himself says, Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. So God's name is a name of power. It's how we are saved, how we are rescued, and how our prayers are granted. And yet, when we say, Hallowed be your name, we're not actually asking for something other than God to be given to us through his name. We're asking for God himself. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we say, Hallowed be thy name, what we're doing is praying that God be glorified. Now, what does that mean? Glory is another idea that comes up all over the Bible. But what does it mean for God to be glorified? Maybe let's take an example from food. What is the greatest gift a chef can give his customers? Well, obviously, the greatest gift a chef can give his customers is the opportunity to experience and appreciate a great meal. And when we appreciate a great meal, our appreciation naturally flows into words of praise. We spontaneously say, This is so good. This is incredible. And then we say to the people sitting around us, here, you got to try this. And that's what it means for God to be glorified, for his name to be hallowed. Because the greatest gift God can give us is the opportunity to experience and appreciate him, his supreme goodness. And when we experience his supreme goodness, our appreciation naturally overflows into words of praise. We spontaneously say, oh dear Lord, you are so good. You overwhelm me with your goodness. You are absolutely the best. And then we turn to the people around us and say, God is the best. Have you experienced God? Do you know him? No? Wow, you have to try him. That is part of God's glory. When his name is hallowed. When we are ecstatically appreciative of him, and we testify to his goodness, and we want to share him with others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Because the world does not know God, and they do not glorify him, they do not bless and praise his name. On the contrary, God's name is taken for granted. It's used for casual cursing or full-on blasphemy. That's hideous, and it's everywhere. And part of the fault is ours. St. Paul challenges the Jews of his day You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who forbid adultery, do you commit adultery? You who boast of the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? And then Paul makes this terrible accusation. The name of God is blasphemed by the Gentiles because of you. The same is true of us. When we live as bad Catholics, outsiders start to think that our God is fake or phony. And then they revile him. They mock his name. Do you understand? It's partly our fault, yours and mine, when we live as bad Catholics. Supreme goodness, our Father in heaven, is cursed at and made a mockery of, like his Son was cursed at and made a mockery of on Good Friday, because we are bad Catholics. We're not the kind of Catholics we should be. We're not vibrant witnesses of what it means to live as a son or daughter of God. If we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," then we have to mean it. And if we want God to be glorified, then we have to act like it. We have to live like Christians are supposed to live if we want God our Father to be blessed by the world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we taste something extraordinary, we naturally encourage other people to try it. So when we taste God's goodness, we not only express that goodness in praise, but we instinctively want to encourage other people to try it. When we pray, "Hallowed be thy name," it's a hope that everyone on earth will know the goodness of God. As Tertullian said, we do not say expressly, "Hallowed be thy name in us," for we ask that it be so in all people. Hallowed be thy name. This is the starting point for all evangelization. It's the source of all our missionary spirit. We have to share this experience, this goodness, this supreme goodness, because we want all people to try it, to delight in the goodness of God, so that one day we can proclaim with the psalmist, "O my Lord, my God, how wonderful your name in all the earth." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls.
So what did that meditation make you reflect on?
Actually, I was reading an encyclical, a teaching by St. John Paul II on the Holy Spirit. John Paul wrote an official teaching, an encyclical on the Holy Spirit in 1986. And I was reading it and it was powerful. But in there, I was reminded of an ancient saying that connects to hallowed be thy name, the way that we glorify God's name. From Saint Irenaeus, you're going to be at the tomb of Saint Irenaeus in Lyon in less than a month.
That's insane.
And Saint Irenaeus had this great line about how we glorify God. He said, "The glory of God is man fully alive." And Pope John Paul II, in his letter on the Holy Spirit, said that man living a divine life is the glory of God.
I also see that as sort of a twofold statement, because that is the glory of God, but it's also the glory of God is the thing that will make us feel most alive, most human, most vibrant.
Yes. Yes. But what does it mean to live a divine life? Well, particularly, it means living a life of faith, hope, and love. And a life of faith means I accept and live all that Jesus reveals and teaches through the church. All that Jesus reveals and teaches through the church. I accept it and I live it. Secondly, it means a life of hope, that I strive after transforming union with God in heaven as the real goal of my life. And third, it means living a life of charity, of love, that I love God for His sake, and that I love the other people in my life for His sake.
Yeah. It makes me think, I've just been, like, in more an examination of conscience, it's really easy to think of, like, don't do blank and blank and blank, but it's kind of talking about what should you do? Because living that life also means making time for acts of charity, for doing more for people, and not just avoiding things that are evil. That's part of a divine life, making more time for prayer.
Yeah. Yeah, the Christian life is certainly not just avoiding evil. Mm-hmm. It's the full Christian life is doing good.
Yeah. Loving God doesn't just mean, like, imagine having a close friend and you're like, oh, we're really good friends. Yeah, I don't say anything bad about him, and I don't stab him in the back, and I haven't robbed him blind yet. We're pretty good friends. And they're like, have you ever made him dinner, bought him coffee? Do you ask him how he's feeling? Have you ever been there for him in any positive way? Or do you just not hate his guts? Just because you're not his enemy doesn't mean you're his friend.
Such a good point.
And I feel
point.
Like that's how, especially when it comes to confession, it's really easy to mentally, like, approach that as, well, I don't do terrible things, but what good are we not doing?
Yeah, that's called what are the acts of omission?
Mm-hmm.
What good are we omitting to do? It is a good examine.
Yeah.
It's good for me because I'm going to confession tomorrow morning, so I got to get prepared.
I'm planning on going to confession tonight, hopefully.
Oh, good.
Which is why it's fresh in the mind. I'm like, I got to get this. Got to get this done.
Excellent. Well, and this is what Our Lady wants all of us to do. She wants us all to go to confession at least once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But to do that, you got to do a good examination of conscience, not only what we did, but what we failed to do. Well, thanks for asking. Thanks for the conversation.
That was a good one. I appreciate it.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.